This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's fantastic to have you back on. Thank you so much for listening and downloading this podcast. It's time to chat some swimming today. And we are joined by a returning guest, Marnie Sumwal. Marnie, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Marnie, it's quite funny because often we chat to top age groupers here on the podcast who come from a background in one of the sports. And more often than not, it's either the bike or the run. It's not too often that we get out and out swimmers who grew up as swimmers that then transitioned into triathlon. But you were a pretty competitive swimmer in your early years before you made the transition into multisport.
Yes, I was definitely born in the water, and my land legs were having a hard time doing any other sport. I loved the water, and I swam all through high school and college, and I just kept up swimming. I think I was one of the few swimmers from our college that actually kept swimming after college was over with. I guess I wasn't too burnt out from it.
And it does make a bit of a difference. Obviously, the other two disciplines, that's where an Ironman's won or lost. But for a lot of athletes, the stress comes around the swim. And when you come from a swimming background, that takes a lot of it out. So you're almost starting off on the front foot.
Yeah, and I definitely have the advantage when I start a triathlon, but I learned pretty quickly that I lost it fast when it came to the bike. I was so good in the water, but so horrible on that bicycle, which I never grew up riding. So it was kind of like so foreign for me. But I think the thing that a lot of athletes really struggle with is swimming is such a skill specific sport. So it's not like riding a bike or running. You know, when you want to be faster on the bike or running, you just go harder. But if you try to go harder swimming, you really exhaust yourself and the mechanics are flawed and you don't get anywhere. So swimming is that sport that it's so skill focused, but at the same time, you need the physical abilities to do it. So finding a way to work on the mechanics, but also to improve your physiology so you're more comfortable in the water. And I think a lot of triathletes fail in this area, mostly because, you know, the water is cold, it's wet, it's hard to get to, but also they don't have the right swim training to prepare them for the open water.
Yeah, I think that is so important, Marnie. And I think a lot of people have looked at it, and you mentioned the sort of mechanics. It's very techniquey. It's a lot like golf in that sense, that just because you swing harder doesn't mean you're going to hit the ball further. You've got to have that finesse, and that takes time to develop. But also, if you don't have the technique, you can keep doing the same things over and over or more of it. You're not necessarily going to get better. So sometimes, and particularly with a swim, it's best to get help early on.
Yeah, and I think that this is an area that athletes, especially my husband, who didn't grow up as a swimmer and just learned to swim when he started doing triathlons, he really struggled with. And he would go from master's coach to another coach, and you'd think that even his wife, who grew up a swimmer, could help him. But the problem was that everybody that he was talking to, even myself at the time, 4 years ago, it was all so focused on pool swimming. And these mechanics were not helping him. It was actually making him frustrated, as I'm sure a lot of triathletes feel, that they begin to overthink the mechanics, and it just becomes frustrating. You know, where's my elbow supposed to be? How am I supposed to, you know, reach and glide if I'm just sinking? And it was just becoming so difficult. And so we learned from our mentor and coach, Matt Dixon, with Purple Patch. A great person to learn from that Matt told us about was Jerry Rodriguez. And are you familiar with Jerry Rodriguez?
I'm not. Tell me more.
Yeah, he is regarded as one of the best open water swim coaches. So I think of him as the best swim coach for triathletes. And the way that he helps his athletes improve, and we saw it from Correll. I mean, he improved. He's now a 103 Ironman swimmer. So he made huge improvements in the water. It took a long time, and it's still a work in progress. But the things that have helped him is incorporating pool toys, which you're probably familiar with, the snorkel, the ankle strap, which our athletes like to call the death strap, the pool buoy, the snorkel, I think it said the snorkel, the fins, you know, using these pool toys so that it takes the thinking away from what the mechanics, and it forces you to have good body posture and alignment. And then you learn to feel that posture, and then you try to mimic it without the toys.
Because that's the key. It's once you've got that right, it almost becomes second nature. And once you want to sort that out so you're not developing bad habits. You're getting your body into good habits, which you can then reinforce with those toys, and eventually it becomes natural movement.
Right. And seeing that for most triathletes, probably 90% or more of our training is in the pool, but we always race in open water, we have to find a way to make sure that all of our swim training is preparing us for open water.
Do you think that's one of the biggest mistakes that triathletes make, is they don't sort of differentiate between the two?
Yeah, I think that there's this old school style of swim training that is helping athletes be great pool swimmers. But then when they get out into the open water, they don't have the right mechanics. And so if we can help the athletes with using the toys, as I mentioned, it's not so much about the sets. It's not about doing 8 300s or 2 1000s and you know, a bunch of 25s fast. It's really about getting that posture in the water so that you reduce the resistance and the drag and you're not noodling your way through the water. And then when you plop yourself in the open water, you have that good body position. So no matter how wavy or choppy or what type of current you're swimming in, you're not expending more energy than you need.
And the conditions are vastly different in open water to swimming pool as well. And for me, my first swim in the ocean was in an Ironman. And I was quite surprised there's no black lines along the bottom to follow.
Nope, not at all. And so you have to, you know, be good at sighting, and we can incorporate those things into pool training. But if you're just stuck with just counting laps and like you said, just, you know, doing the same thing over and over, hoping for a different result, it doesn't get you more comfortable. And even if the swim is short relative to the bike and in the run, it sets the tone for the rest of the Ironman race or the half Ironman race. So you really want to make sure that you're starting off fresh and deliver yourself to the bike.
I love that. Marnie, I think we're going to leave it there for all the swimming. If you want to find out more about what Marnie does, the website to get to is trymarniecoach.com. I think there's some great advice in there for the swim, and I look forward to chatting about your bike, particularly in the next one, to figure out what you've done to get better over the years. So thanks for your time today. Much appreciated. We look forward to touching base then.
Yes. Look forward to it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.